am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own.
Hey everybody, this is Jan, and my apologies, I was on mute, I was getting another call, it all just kind of worked really weird together. Anyway, welcome to Purpose Talk Radio on this Monday, September 16th. We're coming up to the fall equinox, are you ready for that? I'm sure ready for it. Did you know, I want to let you know, I should announce it afterwards, but I've got an angel party, an online solstice angel parties coming up on Saturday and Sunday on this equinox weekend. Equinox, solstice, sorry, I got it mixed up. I should have said equinox weekend, but I didn't. So you can find it on Facebook if you want, and also go to angelparties.org, and you can click on the events, and you'll see that about angel parties coming up on Saturday and Sunday online. And you can be part of that. So this is Jan Revell, the host of Purpose Talk Radio. That's true for the last time. This is my final show, and we'll be bringing in Cindy Freeman shortly, who will be new host for Purpose Talk Radio. So I'm glad to welcome you to the show. Our theme song is I Am Who I Am, the True Trinity. And Cindy Freeman is actually a member of that group, along with Jillian Clark and Rachel Martinez. So you can enjoy that by going to their songs, by going to TrueTrinity.com. That's TrueTrinity.com. We want to remind you that you can join the conversation on Facebook at Purpose Talk Radio Conversations. So just go to Facebook and look for the group, Purpose Talk Radio Conversations, and ask to join, and our fabulous facilitator of the day, Sharon Hinckley, will be glad to get you into the group. So I hope you'll do that, and we want to thank Sharon and recognize her for being the facilitator for today, since Cindy is going to be hosting the show, rather than having to multitask a million things at one time. Our guest today is Stephanie Campion. She is a numerology coach, and she's going to be doing numerology readings for our listeners today. I wanted to let you know about the cards for the show. Actually, two cards jumped out again today. They do that every once in a while, you know, two or three of them, or sometimes only one. Oh, I want to remind you, you can call in if you'd like a reading, a numerology reading, or an oracle card reading. Call in at 347-205-9074. And the two cards for today, the first one is called the Rose, and the Rose shows a young girl facing three rather intimidating looking soldiers, all of whom are in full body armor, and the helmets are down so you can't see their faces. One of them has this huge lance that he's holding up by his side that goes way above his head. The walls in the back of them are dragons, fierce dragons that are there. And the two other soldiers have great big broadswords that they're holding by their sides. And here's this young girl in the middle holding up a rose and offering it to the soldiers, offering it with love. And the message of the card is that life is scary. All of those soldiers are out there, and we can't see what they are. And they're really just phantoms inside of fake armor. But when we realize that we can give them a rose, we can give them love, that it changes completely from fear to love. So remember that whatever you're looking at, all of those scary things out there and scary people and scary times. They're really just nothing. They're air inside of those pieces of armor. And by offering them love, you change everything completely from scary to love, to being joyful. I had that happen to me this week when I was introduced to my 4.5-year-old, who is really quite a happy little girl. And that kind of reminds me of her in this card. The other card is called the Christmas Angel. And it shows an angel walking by. She's outside. She's walking by a window and looking in the window. And she's holding a big red paper candle that is lit. There's a star, a snowflake. Here it is, a snowflake up above her head. And her wings are have snow on them. She's got a beautiful cape on her. And then there are two little gnomes who are standing on the windowsill looking in, and one of them is looking up at the angel but pointing inward to the inside the window. So this is something where often we think of the outside of our room, of the house in which we live, of the room in our brain that we live in, and we think of it as being dark and wintry out there. But there really is the Christmas angel and the gnomes who are out there, who are bringing greetings to us, who are bringing light and bringing joy. It's Christmas. I know it's not Christmas now, but think of it. When you're feeling alone inside, trapped in your room, and the outside looks kind of bleak and wintry, that the message of joy and the message of hope is there at all times, just like the girl with the flower. So once again, I want to introduce you, or let you know, sorry, about our guest, Stephanie Campione. She's a numerology coach, and she's going to be doing some numerology readings pretty soon. And then, let me see, I got to get my list up here again. Oh, yeah, the biggest and most important thing of the day right now is to introduce you to Cindy. Cindy Freeman is one of the trio of True Trinity, one of the musical group True Trinity. She is taking over Purpose Talk Radio. She's becoming the new host for Purpose Talk Radio. And I think that's pretty darned exciting. So Cindy, oh, by the way, Cindy's got laryngitis today. So she sounds kind of different than normal. A little bit deeper, right?
Yes, I do. Hello,
yep,
Jan.
You. All right. Well, congratulations, Cindy. I'm excited that you're going to be taking it over. And
thanks.
I know you're gonna do a beautiful job, and you're gonna have a lot of fun with it too. At least I hope you do.
I think I will. I think it's been fun so far. So time to, I guess, let you move on to bigger and better things for what your purpose is, and see where this might lead from here on.
All right. Very good. Okay. Well, I'll just turn the show over to you in that case. Go for it.
Okay. Well, welcome, everybody. And again, thanks for listening. We do have a discussion board going on at Purpose Talk Radio Conversations on Facebook. If you'd like to join that, as Jen said, and Sharon is moderating that. I know we do have a discussion board also on Blog Talk Radio. If we can figure out how exactly to get that up, we're going to try something a little different with running that today. And then we do have our guest today, who is Stephanie Campione, otherwise known as Stephanina. I'm going to bring her into our conversation and let her tell you a little bit about herself. Miss Stephanie, are you there today?
I am here today, Miss Cindy.
All right. It is good to hear your voice again.
Thank you.
We've had you on the show once before, but hopefully we bring a little bit different information to folks today. So the question that we always ask, first of all, you're down in South Carolina, hopefully enjoying some nice warm fall weather, almost fall, as opposed to some of us that are just, it's getting cold up here in Wisconsin. So how's it doing by you these days?
It's actually quite lovely today. We had a little bit of rain, but it's still very warm.
Excellent. Good. Well, I'm glad to hear that. Would you tell us a little bit about yourself? How did you get into, well, let's go before the numerology. What got you to where you are today?
Wow. Well, what got me to where I am today is my numerology, actually. My birthday, I didn't know it at the time, but I have a karmic debt number, and things just kept on occurring in my life as they do in everyone's life. But mine were attainment and then loss of attainment, and my attitude was, that's okay, I'll just get it again, until I stopped and looked at my own numbers and realized that I had a karmic debt number that I had to pay. Everybody has a lesson, but I had a karmic debt, and that's something you have to pay back. So I paid back my karmic debt, and now I'm starting my life all over again, and I'm extremely pleased because I've learned my lessons and I'm using my experiences for my attainment in my life. And that's how I got here.
Wow. Okay. Short, sweet, and simple. Not really, right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, who wants to hear other people's details? They want to hear about their stuff.
That's right. But what made you, like, I mean, you said you found out about the numbers. What made you look into it? What made you delve into that part of your life?
Because I saw a pattern occurring in my life that everything I always wanted, I would get it. Not exactly the way I intended it, but I got it nonetheless. And then as soon as I got it, it would slip through my fingers. And it was like, what's this all about? Why can't I seem to hang on to it? And for years, reading the numbers for everyone else and seeing how they were moving forward by taking the information that I gave them, it was like, okay, I think I better take a look at my own numbers. And when I did that, I realized what the pattern was all about, and I realized that I had to pay something back, and I also realized the time frame on when that payment was going to be paid in full, and I'm there right now. And that's how it happened.
Oh, excellent, excellent. And you said that the birth date is the main number that people use, or that you use when you look at folks?
Yes. The birth date is the most important number because you cannot change your birth date. And your birth date holds the information of the script that you wrote when you came into this human life. And if you're not being satisfied or fulfilled or even living on the negative side of your numbers, that's where we can take a look at the name, because the name as well, the birth name, carries the vibration of your destiny. But when we change our name, we change our destiny. So you can always change your name to raise your vibration or change your destiny. But your birth date is what you really must accomplish in this lifetime, because that's what you came here to do.
Interesting. Okay. Well, great, great. Would you like to do some readings for folks, or would you to share some other information first and more details on that?
I would like to do some readings, and then we could take a break, and if anybody wanted a little bit more information, we can do that as well. And I would also like to do Jan's numbers, because since she's leaving, I felt it would be real nice to tell her what I see in her numbers, so she can either validate that that is the direction she's going in, or get herself on track to that direction with least amount of resistance.
I would love to have you do that, Stephanie.
And I would love to do it for you.
All right.
Why don't we start with that one then?
Okay. Well, I have Jan's birthday, And she is born in August, and she's born on the 15th, and we don't have to talk about the year, but I will say that her number comes out to a 31-4. So your life path is a 4. But the reason why I said 31-4 is because I got that 4 from a 3 and a 1. And that's how I can figure out the strength of the number 4. The 4 is a money number. It's also the number of the teacher and the fixer. And how that becomes very strong is the 3 is the communicator, so the teacher needs to communicate what they learn, because whatever they learn, they teach. And the 1 is the leader of your own life. So once you put your head to something, you're going to master it. And then you're going to turn around and teach it. But you need to have money for security to feel really happy. So whenever you do teach or fix or put yourself out there, you really do need to attain money in order to be satisfied and fulfilled. You're also born on the 8th month, which is another money number. And that's just the money of attainment. It's also the number of a business head. So you do have a business mind. But your attitude comes to a 5, which means you are a natural investigator, which is another reason why you're a very good teacher, because you need to get to the bottom of everything that you learn before you share. But you need to feel free. Nobody can hold you down. You need to experience life. You physically need to travel. If you do not physically travel in a car, a plane, or a train, you will travel in your head. You enjoy entertaining, and you enjoy going to parties. You also have a 6 as your birthday, which comes from the 1 and the 5. So there's the 5 again, the leader of my own life. And I must be free. And together that gives you the 6, which makes you a very magnetic person. You draw to you what you want. You're a lover. The 6 is a love number. It's a lover of family. So does any of this resonate with you, Jan?
All of it does.
Well,
it does. That's pretty amazing.
Well, I also want to share with you your personal year. You're in a personal year 2, which means this is your year to strive for harmony. You are a team player, and you do enjoy partnerships. But you, right now in your 2 year, you want to be a little bit in the background. So this way you can achieve your harmony. And the 2 is a love number. So this year, your heart is either filled with love, or you're bringing love into your life. And it could be in a personal relationship. It could be with the birth of a child. It could be a marriage. It could be a lot of things that has to do with love in your life. That's where you are right now. You're looking for harmony. You're looking for balance. You should get near water if you can. It's a very low-key, submissive year for you. And that's so in your heart you can have the feeling of love, because you are striving for balance, and you should meditate, or you should have been meditating this year.
Okay.
Has that resonated with you for the year that has just almost passed us by?
It does. The only problem is I'm launching my body linguistics program this year. So
Well, that's fine because you should have a good team behind you. It's not a project that you're doing alone. It's a project that you're doing in partnership or with a team. And you are a teacher, so you're never going to stop teaching. You always do have to move forward. And that's the fives. Fives are always moving.
Ah. Well, this five always does pretty much move.
And you enjoy it. If somebody tells you no, it's like, yeah, really? You think? That's you, Jan.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Stephanie.
Oh, you're welcome.
Now, Jan,
why don't you tell us where you're? Why don't you tell us where you're going, Jan? You got some people in the conversations page asking what you're doing next. So now that you've been told to move.
All right. Okay, well, I'm starting to present my body linguistics courses that are training courses, and some of them are short-term courses, like two-hour courses that are great for parents and grandparents to help learn about how to help their children become more integrated and their grandchildren, and other parts of that are dealing with salespeople and with people who, employers, managers, and people who want to be able to know a little bit more about the people that they're dealing with. And then I'm teaching the certified practitioner courses as well. Those are two separate weekends, and they're a month or more apart from each other, but each one is a full weekend, and they get continuing education credit hours if that's what they need, and they can become certified practitioners by going through this course and doing some of the rest of it, the readings that go with it. And then I'm also, of course, doing angel parties, which is just fabulous fun. So I'm doing them in person, and I've also got next weekend, as I said, I've got some solstice angel parties going on over the weekend that are online. So people can sign up online and be part of an angel party. Does that explain?
That does. That explains even better when I'm off mute. We'll get this technical stuff figured out just yet.
Okay.
See, she has to teach me a little more, Jan. You just can't go too far away yet. Anyway.
Yes.
Well, that's great. That's great. And thank you, Stephanie, for doing the reading for Jan.
Yeah, thank you, Stephanie.
You're welcome.
We have Amy on the line, and I'm going to bring Amy into the conversation here and let her give you her birthday. Hello, Amy.
Hello.
Hello. You're on with Stephanina, as she also is called. And I understand you'd like a reading from her for your information?
Yes.
Okay.
What's your birthday,
Amy? Would you like
to
give us your birthday?
July 20th, 1971.
Okay, you have an attitude of a humanitarian. You have the weight of the world on your shoulders. You feel responsible for everyone and everything. You're another one who has to be a fixer. You just have to be the one to fix it. It's like if somebody will say, I'll help you. It's like, no, leave me alone. I'll do it myself. You're also a 9 life path, so that's doubly true for you. The 9s, I'll give you an example of a 9, and I use it all the time, of how much you want to help humanity. If somebody fell down a well and they were screaming help, you would just jump down the well without even thinking and then go, oh, shit, we're both here. But don't worry about it. I'll get us out. You're the one who has to be the one to fix everything and to help everyone, and you make yourself responsible. You actually at times feel like you're the mommy to everybody, and there could be times in your life where you just suffer with headaches or neck problems or shoulder problems just because you take on so much of a burden. You're born on the 7th month, which makes you a very spiritual person, so you do like to connect. You should write because of all this responsibility that you take on in life. Because if things don't go your way, you beat yourself up. You feel responsible, like, why didn't that happen? I really tried hard, and it just didn't go the way I wanted to. Sometimes it's just not supposed to, so you got to cut yourself a break. And that's where the 7, the month you were born, you should meditate, you should listen to music, and you should write and put that all down on paper and then look at it and know that you're doing the best you can, and you're not responsible for the world. You're responsible for you. Your attitude, well, I told you your attitude, but you're born on the 20th, which is the 2 with the 0. The 0 makes the 2 stronger. Again, you don't need to shine. You're okay in the background, but you have to be the one who does everything for everyone, because 2 is a love number. You excel as a team player, and you excel in partnerships. You would be very happy doing all the work and then handing it over to someone and then letting them shine. That's how you get your reward. You don't like to be front and center, but you do like to help everybody and fix everything. Does that resonate with you, Amy?
Most of it does. Most of it. The team player part, yeah, but I do like to get credit for what I do in that sense, and I do like to be a leader in that respect because I do manage people, but I hate when somebody tries to take credit for what I do.
Okay, you know what? I'm having fat fingers on my calculator. I guess you can see or hear. 2, 7, 8, 9. No, you're a 9. Okay, that's interesting that you should say something about wanting to take credit, because the 9s, they don't like taking credits, neither do the 2s, and the 7s do like to be in the background as well. So it would be interesting to take a look at your name and the power of your name. Because, again, the 9 is the helper, is the fixer, is the one that feels responsible, and the 2 does not like to shine. And the 7s, they hide. The 7s keep a part of themselves just to themselves. They don't share. So that's interesting that you should say that you like to have credit, which is a good thing, because you should have credit. You should be acknowledged for your work, but your numbers are not indicating that, so we would have to take a look at your name to see what's going on. Not that it's a bad thing. It's actually a good thing.
But everything
else does that help you?
Yeah, everything else does. And that's all me, like, about if somebody fell down, yeah, like, if, and my husband says I butt into, like, if I see somebody, you know what I mean, like, in need, I'd be the one that would want to stop and help. And
yes,
butt myself in to things that maybe I shouldn't want to get myself in. Like, if I would see a man beating up a woman or something, I'd have to stop and say something, or, you know
yes,
what I mean?
You
I'd
would.
Be the one, yeah, like that show, What Would You Do? You know what I mean? Like, that John Quinones
yes.
does. I'd be the one.
And the reason why you're like
somebody for the underdog, yeah.
And the reason why you're like that, Amy, is because not only are you a 9 life path, you have a 9 attitude. So you have 2 9s, which makes you very, very much a humanitarian and a helper. And born on the 20th day, you definitely are a lover. You definitely have a big heart. And you're a very good team player. If I was in trouble or if I had to pick a team, I would want you on my team.
Yeah, that's true. That's
I'm glad
true.
This helped you.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, Amy.
Well, thank you, Amy, for calling in. And Stephanie said, I hope that helped you. And I'm going to bring in Chris here on the line. And I know
hello.
She said, hello, Chris.
How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you for calling.
Excellent.
And listening. And so I know you said in one of the chat rooms that you don't normally call into shows, so it's good that we have you here today.
I really am interested by numerology, and I'm so happy that I'm here. Thank you. Chat's open, everybody. Come into the chat room.
No, I did find it, and Chris is one of those that has encouraged me to open the Blog Talk Radio chat room, so hopefully you all can have a good time over there as well. So, Chris, would you like to give Stephanie your birth date?
Yes, December 4th. Hi, Stephanie. And hi, Jan. Thanks for taking my call. It's December 14th, 1965.
Okay. Interesting numbers, my dear. You are another life path of a humanitarian, but I must tell you, you have a karmic debt number, my dear. You're born on the 14th. There's only four karmic debt numbers, and they are 13, 14, 16, and 19. You have the 14, which is freedom abused. You beat yourself up. You really want to be free, but you have to learn about your own power. You can be nasty at times. That's it. But you have an attitude of an 8, which makes you a very strong, business-minded person. You're very intellectual, but that's what can make you a little nasty as well, because you set very high expectations, and if you don't get things done the way you want, you get a little cranky. And just to give you an example, Martha Stewart's an 8.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying it to be nasty, because sometimes you have to get what you want in order to get the job done. But because of your karmic debt number, you have to be very careful in your presentation, because it's freedom abused. You're abusing your freedom and your power. And you're hurting other people without even being aware of it. You're not doing it on purpose. You're not like a bully or anything like that. It's just that you set very high expectations, because you are a humanitarian and you really and genuinely want to help people. But on the other end of the spectrum, if you say to someone, come help me, or I'm going to help you, and they're not doing it your way or at your speed, you're going to be like, you know what? Get out of my face. I'd rather do it myself. You're just not there. That's where you have to be careful.
Right, right.
And just kind of guide them along, because you're such a strong-minded person and you have such an intellectual mind that people who aren't where you're at, you can become a little impatient, especially with the 14, that it comes to a 5, you need to be free. So you can't be around people that are going to slow you down either. So if somebody's in trouble or something needs to be fixed or you have to go do something, if they're not moving at your pace and at your standard, it's like, I'm going. I have no time to wait. I'm just going to go do it, and that's all there is to it.
Yeah, I'd agree with most of that. I think I reined a lot of that in quite young, but a lot of that is still there. I'm a walking contradiction, very patient in many areas, and then I have that attitude like lead, follow, or get out of my way.
Exactly. Well, see, that's your 9 humanitarian, because you want to help the best you can, but you're paying off a karmic debt. And unless I did your complete chart with your name, I wouldn't know when that debt was paid, because, like I said before, I have a karmic debt number, and I paid it off in the last part of my life, which is now. Your 14 karmic debt number may have been paid off when you were very young, so now the 14 is just a 5, which is an investigator and a fast mover and a freedom lover.
Yeah.
That's where a reading would give me more of a picture, because you're also born on the 12th month, which makes you an excellent communicator, which just emphasizes the fact that you are a business person. When you're a business person, you have to be able to communicate what you need and want to get the job done.
Right, right. Yeah.
Did this help you?
Yeah, it does. I think that I did. I mean, those things are things I'm mostly aware of. It's the first time I heard about the karmic debt number thing, though, so that's very interesting to me. I'll probably be looking into that a little bit. But in some kind of a Dharma reading I had way back, somebody told me that my karmic debt was done, you know, but it wasn't based on numerology. So interesting stuff. I appreciate that. Thank
no problem.
Much.
And know that all these sciences, they all intertwine. They all relate to each other and they all work in concert. So even though you had a Dharma reading, yes, it will reflect what I tell you in numerology.
Right, okay. And so the 11 life path that, is overshadowed by the karmic debt and the other stuff you talked about.
You're not an 11 life path, sweetheart. You're a 9 life path. You're a humanitarian. You're a helper.
Based on birthday, what system of numerology are you using?
I'm using Pythagoras' method.
Okay. I could swear I'm a... Did you use December 14, 1965?
Let me do it again because sometimes I am wrong and everything I said to you will be wrong, so let me do it again.
Except a lot of that stuff is true.
I can't believe you're wrong ever, Stephanie.
No, you are 2-9. You are a... Oh, wow, there you go. You're a 2-9. You are a 2 life path. I picked up your 9. It comes to a 2-9. 2-9 comes to an 11. 11 comes to a 2. You're a partner. Yes.
Okay. So I thought we didn't break down master number 11, but okay. That's cool.
The only time you don't break down master numbers is when they come to a master number the first time around. When you start bringing the numbers down, then it loses its power and its strength. And your birthday comes to 2-9. And then 2-9 comes to an 11, and then the 11 comes to the 2.
Interesting. Okay, well, that's very interesting then. You just shed some light on something for me. Most numerologists just go straight to, oh, you have an 11 life path, you know?
You are picking up the 11, but even if it was the master number, let's just say your birthday came to a straight 11. It didn't come to a 2-9.
Yeah.
It just came straight 1-1. It's still going to pick up the personality and the attitude of the 2 because
right.
The master number 11 is the dreamer.
Yes.
And it's the vision. And it's the one that thinks of God.
Yeah.
But
that's
it's taking
cool.
on the personality of the 2, and the number 2 is that of a partner and a lover.
Right. Well, I somehow messed up the lover part of that, but that's okay.
Well, even loving yourself, sweetheart, loving your children, loving humanity.
Right. I gotcha. 10-4. Okay, I'm taking way too much of your time. I appreciate that very much.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you very much.
In.
Okay,
right.
And good luck, Jan, on your future endeavors.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
All right. Next we're gonna call Dee in. Dee wants to know what about herself. Dee, you're on the air. Tell us
Hello,
your birthday.
Thank you. It's August 30th, 1961.
Okay, let's see if this time I don't get fat fingers. 8-3-1961. 30. Well, I don't add zero. Okay. It comes to a 2-8. 2 and an 8 comes to a 1. You're a leader of your own life. Nobody can tell you what to do. You put a lot of irons in the fire, and whatever sticks is good enough for you, but you're an idea person. You're always coming up with these ideas, and you're always doing something, and if it works, great. If it doesn't work, you're moving on to the next. You have a business head. You, again, set very high expectations for yourself, and you don't like to be around people who are not up to speed with where you are. You have no patience for people who just don't get you. You don't have the time or the patience. You're real good at shooting the orders, though. You're an excellent communicator. You like pretty things. You actually are a pretty person. Threes normally are known for their pretty eyes, their pretty hair, their pretty skin, their pretty faces. They're just pretty people. You like dressing up. You like makeup. You like getting out there, and you like being noticed. But you like it in the area of business. You want to be noticed, and you want to be recognized, and you want to be able to make money doing it.
Absolutely.
Right. Why, thank you.
That's 100% right on. Thank you very much.
All You're right. welcome, Dee. Keep it up.
I will.
Okay. Thanks, Dee.
Bye. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. We're going to put you back on mute now.
Okay.
And we had Sharon on, but she seems to have disappeared, so we'll bring Susan in. Susan also, well, Stephanie, first of all, let's let you take a breath before we bring someone else in. So tell us a little bit about if somebody wants to get a private reading with you, how do they go about doing that?
Well, I'm very approachable. They can actually call me and leave a message and say that they want a reading, and my phone number is 843-427-4227. They can send me an email and also request a reading. And my email is Stefanina, Stefanina, the number 10, at Gmail. I also do have a website, Coaching by the Numbers. I have a Facebook presence, Coaching by the Numbers, or Stephanie Campione. And what I do is when someone reaches out to me that they want a reading, I always contact them. We have a conversation on their needs, their wants, their desires, what's going on in their life, because it helps me to look for those things in their numbers. If they want a short reading with just their birthday, I do that. If they want a long reading where we talk about their birth name, their current name, and even compatibility, that's a longer reading. I do all my readings on the phone. I record them, and then I send the recording to the client, because what I tell you will not change unless you change your partnership or your personal year. The personal year changes every year. We go in 9-year cycles.
And you said something about if you change your name, that changes the dynamics as well, right?
Correct. A lot of times I'll do a reading for someone and they're living on the negative side of their numbers. And no fault of theirs, that's just what's going on in their life. But they want to raise their vibration and they realize that something's not right. And we look at where they are in their personal year and we see if the timing is right, because the vibration that you work with is always important. Because a lot of times people will say, this never works for me. I always pick the wrong guy. I can never get the job I want. Sometimes it's just because you're doing it in the wrong year, the wrong vibration. So when someone's living on the negative side of their number and they know that they want to change it because they just don't like where they're at, we look at the name. We see what kind of vibration the name is giving, and sometimes all we have to do is change a letter or two, and that changes the vibration.
Okay. Wow, that's pretty, doesn't take much to make big changes, huh?
No, it really doesn't. The most important thing is realizing that you want to change your life. That's where it starts. And the realization that, you know what, I'm too comfortable in this lousy place that I'm in, and there's got to be more. Because, see, numerology is a gift from God. This is how God communicates with us. Numbers are the universal language. Everything is calculated mathematically. We have biorhythms. We have astrology. We have numerology. You don't say to somebody, I'm going to call your numbers. I'm going to call your letters. I'm going to call your phone number.
Mm-hmm.
Or give me your house letters. You say, no, give me your house numbers. Numbers are very important to us. And this is the way God communicates with us, through numbers.
And didn't you say something last time that there was, like, the Bible was full of numerology references?
Yes, the Bible is written in numbers, and I'll give you a quick explanation of that. I like to take the number 40. The number 4 means the teacher, the seeker, the helper, the one who strives for security. Jesus, when he rose from the dead, walked the earth for 40 days. Moses, when he went to the mountain to speak to God, he was there for 40 days. Noah, when he was on the ark for 40 days before the waters subsided. These men were all teachers. They were all seekers of God, and they were all teachers. And that's just a brief discussion.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
so
maybe
yes,
that
Bible is all numbers.
Maybe that explains why I've always been a spiritual seeker from the time I can remember, even as a child.
Yes, because you have the number 4. You are a seeker and you are a teacher.
Yeah, interesting. Huh. Okay, well,
so Stephanie,
let's get back,
Stephanie,
to our callers. Oh, Cindy's back. All right, Cindy, go for it.
Yeah, can't hear me, but I'm back. Hey, Stephanie, you're using the name Stephanina. Is that part of why you're doing that, is to change your own vibration?
Yes, I always went by Stephanie. And then when I looked at my numbers, I happened to be in business, and I changed my business name to Stephanina, my birth name, because I saw the vibration of my name, and everything just poof, went crazy, busted out at the seams. But I still was experiencing loss, and that was because I didn't pay my karmic debt. But when I use my birth name for business, I always excel. My friends call me Stephanie because that comes out to a more playful vibration. Stephanina comes out to a more intellectual business vibration, and that's what I'm doing. I'm teaching and I'm sharing. I'm not playing.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Sharon is moderating our board over on the other side, our discussion page, and she would like to get a reading from you also.
Okay.
Let's see. You know, I know her, she's been in and out of several businesses, and I don't know if her birth date would have any indication of that for you, or if there's something else with her also, maybe the name or something that she'd like to do later on. So, Sharon, are you with us?
Yes. Am I unmuted?
You are unmuted. I got it. You multitasking here. Look out. So.
My birthday, and thank you. I'm delighted to be back facilitating, and I am delighted to have the opportunity to have this done. I love Stephanina's work. And my birth date is January 12th, 1946.
Very nice.
I'm the original baby boomer. The baby boom started January 1st, 1946, so for once I was at the head of my class.
Well, you are an 8. You are meant for attainment in this lifetime. You have a very strong business mind. You enjoy the finer things in life, and rightly so. You are an excellent communicator because you're born on the 12th month, and you're born on the 12th day. And
I'm born in the first month, January.
I'm having senior moments. Shame on me. Well, there you go. Now you got two business numbers. You're born in January, January the 12th. Your attitude is that of a four, the teacher and the seeker and money. Your life path is the eight, the money of attainment and business and wealth and power and status and the finer things in life, and you're very skilled. And you are meant to have everything in this. Well, we all are meant to have everything we want in our life. We just have to go for it. But you have the four and the eight, and those are two money numbers. They're two intellectual numbers, and they're business numbers. You will master anything that you set your head to, and then you will teach it. The eight, on the other hand, is the boss. The eight will tell you to go do it because you already mastered it. So you have the four and the eight. You are a force to be reckoned with. And all this that you do is so you can enjoy your life and enjoy the wonderful things around you, because you do like pretty things around you, and you should have them. You enjoy the finer things in life. If you were a man, I would say big boy, big toys. But big woman, go out and buy the bling bling. And if you have not attained, then you better find out why. Because if an eight doesn't get what they want, they blame everybody but themselves. This didn't happen because it wasn't meant to be. Money is the root of all evil. This wasn't for me. Rich people are nasty. Bull. Because the more money you acquire and the more wealth you acquire, the more you have the ability to share with others, and the more you will share with others because you are a teacher. Does this resonate with you?
Yeah, I think it does. Yeah, it does. As you were saying, I'm pretty much, if I really want to do something, I'm pretty much able to do it. And I think I definitely was raised with a lot of negative talk around me and negative self-talk that I have been working very diligently to transform into something useful. This is time to do it,
Sharon, because you're in your 1 year of new beginnings. You should have let go of a lot of garbage last year. You should have let go of a lot of things, from cleaning out your closets and cleaning out your car to cleaning out people that no longer benefit you. You're in your 1 year of new beginnings. Lay down your foundation for your attainment. You have the ability to get whatever it is your heart's desire, and you're not afraid of working for it. So don't make anybody tell you otherwise.
Mm-hmm. No, I have a brand new car. We've refinished the first floor of our house, and we're going to be, the house is kind of completely renewing. In a way, it's a lot of fun because, it's a lot of work, but it's a lot of fun too, because I'm discovering all sorts of things I didn't know that I had. It's kind of like going shopping without spending any money.
Exactly. Exactly. And you should be having fun. And you're born on the 12th day, which makes you not only a communicator, but you love pretty things.
Uh-huh. I do.
You want to be surrounded by pretty things, a pretty house, a pretty car, a pretty haircut, pretty clothes. You just want to be pretty. So this is perfect timing for you.
I do love pretty things. That's true.
Yes, you do, and you should have them.
I do. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
That input, I definitely appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Well, thank you, Sharon, and thank you, Stephanie, for putting her on that. Yes, Sharon is into some photography, and seeing the world is beautiful things too, as she does some traveling. So that's pretty a nice confirmation for her as well. Would you like to tell us how you look at some of these numbers for the birth date? Do you combine them? You know, how do you get the numbers that you work on?
I calculate the month plus the day plus the year, and then I get to a number. And if it's a double digit, I keep on adding it till I get a single digit. But it's the way that I get the number that shows me the strength of the number. Like I said, if there's a zero next to a number, that emphasizes that number. But if you're born on a 2 month, it's going to take on one vibration. If you're born on a 2 day, it takes on another vibration. If you're a 2 life path, then it's really, really strong. If you're a 2 attitude, it's really, really strong. But let's just say you have a 6 life path with a 2 attitude. The 2 is going to complement the 6, whereas the 6 is a lover of family. The 2 is also a love number, but you're going to want to be more in the background. So you're not going to want to stand out and shine, but you are going to want to always be around family. And you're also going to be the one to fix everything. But you're not going to be somebody who starts as much drama, because 6s are also drama queens, because you have the 2 that is balancing you out. That's how I get my readings. That's why when I read numbers and I get the same numbers, I'll say the same thing with a little bit of a twist, because it depends on where the numbers are. It also depends on where they are in their personal year as well. But then again, if I was doing an in-depth reading, I need to get their name. Because, see, I get 3 very important pieces of information from the birthday. That's your life path, your birthday, and your attitude. And that's what how you see yourself on a daily basis. What I get from your name is your heart's desire, your intuition, your soul, your personality, how other people see you, your destiny, your expression. So when you're having issues in your life that we can't explain from the birthday, we go into the numbers from your birth name, because those letters get calculated down to a numerical value.
Okay, cool. Because they're having some discussion on the in the chat room of various ways they're getting some different numbers and things. So it's good to have you explain that. So. Okay,
yes.
Cool.
And also, I'd like to share with those who are local and listen to the show, I'm going to be doing a 3-series workshop this fall, October, November, and December. The first one in October, I'm doing it in 3 locations to cover the area that where I live. And it's going to be healing by the numbers. And I'm going to actually explain in my workbook how the numbers 1 through 9 can affect your healing process. And that's coming from the 1 through 9, from your life path and your attitude. In November, I'm going to be doing a class, Business by the Numbers, taking the same 9 numbers, but now I'm looking at the numbers as business, and how you can improve your business or improve your work environment by putting like numbers together. And then in December, I'm going to be doing Love by the Numbers, which is going to show you the same 9 numbers, who you're compatible with, who you're not compatible with, and if you're in love with someone or you have a family member that you're not compatible with or that's a toxic number to you, what the remedies are. So see, the numbers have a lot of meanings, and it depends on what you're looking for and their placement on how to get on track, along with your personal year and the daily vibration.
Okay. And where is considered local for you, Stephanie?
I'm in South Carolina. I'm in the Myrtle Beach area. The 3 locations that I'm going to be doing my classes, one is at the Life and Balance Spiritual Wellness Center. The other one is going to be at the Holistic Health and Healing Center of Myrtle Beach. And the other one is going to be at the Yoga Room in Myrtle Beach. And then eventually, I'm going to do it again in January, February, or March, and then I'm going to be looking to do workshops online in webinars.
Nice. And then those webinars would be open to anybody, to you, be able to learn how to do some of this and read those numbers as well. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. I wanted to do the workshops first in person so I can address the questions and the answers to my clients, students, whatever, and then make my adjustments accordingly. So by the time I get to do my webinars online, we're going to have a lot more information because the classes I'm doing will have workbooks. So they will be answering questions that are specifically geared to them. So when they walk away with that workbook, they can always look back at that workbook and say, oh, these two numbers mean this for me, and this is what's happening for me. So everyone's workbook, they're going to answer the same questions, but they're going to be geared specifically to them.
Very nice. Okay. Cool. You ready to do another reading?
Sure.
Okay. Let me just remind everybody, if you want to call in, you can do so at 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. And we're going to bring in Susan on the line at this point. Susan, are you with us?
Yes, I am, and I'm also the chatterbox in the chat box.
Which one is that? The Enchantress?
Okay. Yeah, my other name. Yeah, I made up that name.
Well, good. Glad to have you over there. Glad for you to
But I'll go
in
by the Susan name.
Okay, we'll go Susan. All right, Susan. Would you like to give Stephanie your birth date and...
Yeah,
you can ask the questions too. I see you're discussing some of those numbers and how they're
coming.
Yeah,
9/15/1954, which I just had a birthday.
Oh,
happy
birthday
to
you. Thank you. It seems that I keep on being attracted to master numbers of guys and.
Well, you are a magnet. You're born on the 15th day, so the 5 and the 1 comes to a magnet. You're very magnetic, and you draw to you what you want. But because the 6 is coming from the 1 and the 5, you're going after because you need to be free and you need to investigate, but you also need to be the leader of your own life. So you're drawing them to you, but you also want to be the leader.
Oh, my gosh, it makes sense. I consider myself a muse, and I inspire these people. But I'm attracted to the mask, but once I find out they're not what they seem to be to me, I learn all their knowledge, and then I leave.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense.
You also have the attitude of the 5, which means you do investigate everything that you do, but it's also leave me alone. Don't tie me down. Don't tell me what to do. You need to be free. Your experiences in your life come from travel, but you are a humanitarian. You really do love people, so you really find great enjoyment by doing this, and you're doing it with the best of intentions, but then, like you said, if it doesn't work out, you're walking away from it, and you're moving to something else, because they just come to you. You don't even have to go looking. You're also a 7 life path, which means you're a very spiritual person. There's a side of you that you will never share with anyone.
Uh-huh.
And it's not because, you know, you're being secretive or sneaky, but that's when you connect with your higher self. You need to be alone. And you cannot, I hope you didn't marry young.
I'll just share with you, I did very badly and married. I fell for a sociopath, and it really affected me drastically and my children. After that, I met a spiritual vampire. He affected me traumatically, but each one I learned life lessons because I didn't know I didn't even know what I had was born with. I didn't believe in my intuition because I didn't believe in it. I fell for these people.
You are very intuitive, and you drew them to you for the experience. I told you, you're the magnet. But on the other end of the spectrum, when they try to hold you down, you are like, oh, no, you got to go.
Yep, as soon as they're mad.
You're not doing this to me.
But I got enchained by them.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. because you're also the humanitarian, so you, with all good intentions, you really wanted to help them, and you felt very responsible when things didn't go right, but then when they were infiltrating your freedom, it's like, get the hell away from me, man. I ain't doing this.
Yeah, well, the first time it was a little different because I had two kids, so I believed the lies, but that's another story. I can go into that.
Fives cannot marry until they finish their first three life cycles because they need to experience life and they need to be free. I think 98% of the time that I have read a person with a five that married before they were close to their 40s all ended in divorce.
Wow. And I also found out that I learned by direct experience, like I say, like Alice in Wonderland, by twisted teachers.
Well, what you need to know is you're very gifted and you're very special and you are very intuitive. You should write.
That's what came out of all of this. I am the right. That's exactly what happened. I'm writing I'm writing. This is what came out from the last relationship. I'm a visionary too, and I manifest things, and my thoughts become true. So I'm having a difficult time right now because my dreams and my day life, they're intertwined, and it's complicated.
Well, that's because you have the six attitudes, so you're drawing onto you, and you have the seven life paths, which makes you a very spiritual person, so you are struggling. You need to find the balance, because you don't have any balance numbers here. What you have here is the helper's number, the freedom number, the magnet number, and the spiritual number. You have to figure out how to make this all work in concert.
That's what I'm trying to do right now. And
you'll get there. You'll get there through your writings.
Thank you. And this person in my life is the 33. And I feel he's my soulmate. He's 1 week apart. But he's keeping things apart from me. He's also very intuitive. And it's very confused in our relationship. Because
he tells me the truth.
He's
bringing guidance to the world. He came into this life with a message. He is a teacher, and if he's holding things back from you, it's because he's not ready. But you got to understand, he's a magnet, just like you're a magnet. And what happens when you try to put two magnets together? They repel.
Huh? Definitely. That's right. He sees in me what he wants me to be. And he wants to be my life coach. And because I just can't do exactly what he wants, he gets frustrated.
You can't. You won't.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So I guess it is a soulmate in this respect, but I don't know about as far as...
Yeah, just because it's a soulmate, or it doesn't mean that you can... like be together or hang out. It's the same thing with natural match numbers. It just means that you get each other, that you share something. It doesn't mean that you're best buddies or you got to be up each other's butt. Sometimes you can't because you get each other so much and you understand each other so much that you repel. Again, go back to the magnet. When you put two magnets together, what happens?
Oh, my gosh, yep. And he was attracted to me because I'm magnetic.
You are, and so is he.
And I saw it in him. Wow, boy, oh, boy. We're entwined, and I can't leave him right now because I'm entwined in a business. I think he enchained me purposely because he didn't want me to leave, and I enchained myself because I wanted to stay. Oh, this is complicated. This is like a fairy tale.
It is. You need to be careful because he is a master and he is here to bring guidance in the world, but he can really swallow you up. He's extremely powerful.
I know it. I knew it. I knew he was like the other one, and he says, "Oh no, no, I'm real, but oh my God," and he has all the gifts of a voice. I'm affected by a tone of voice, if you can understand that, and he knows how to use it. Oh my gosh! I know I'm in I'm trapped. Thank you. I just got to figure this one out.
Careful.
Thank you so much. Okay.
If you want a more in-depth reading or to look at, you know, the numbers on your name or maybe some way to change
that.
Yeah,
I pretty much know everything you said. You confirmed it all. I just got
to if you felt it necessary at some point in time to do a compatibility match with you and him in the name, because if you really feel a connection with him, maybe changing the name can change the vibration, because the two of you again are magnets repelling each other.
That's why I changed. Oh my God, that's why I changed the name to Enchantress.
Well, there you go.
Oh, I didn't even realize I did it. Mm-hmm.
Well, the universe will do that for you as well. So when you're aware of it, it makes it even more powerful. But the universe has a way of moving you in the direction that you need to go, good or bad. You just need to pay attention.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Well, great.
I knew he wanted my mind too. Okay. This explains so much to me. It's like I was in a fog with the last person, and he says, I knew what you were saying. I just need to confirm it.
Great.
Wow.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Butterfly blessings to you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, Stephanie. We don't have any callers at the moment, so I'm going to ask one more question here for you. Thank you, and then let you, whatever else you might want to say. Could you give us those karma or those numbers we want to watch out for again? You get 14,
the karmic
16.
Debt numbers are 13, 14, 16, and 19, and they come from the day you were born. So if you were born on the 13th, the 14th, the 16th, or the 19th, you have a debt. Everybody has lessons, but only four numbers are a debt, which is what you need to pay back.
Okay. Is there any simple, quote unquote, or a condensed way that people can get out of that debt? Anything that can be suggested to pay that debt?
The only way to get out of the debt is by getting a reading to see where in their birth name the debt is going to be paid.
Okay.
Because I can only tell you your debt. Like when I did my numbers, I realized that I had a karmic debt. But no matter how, if I was aware, no matter how much I tried, I wasn't going to be able to pay back my debt, because my complete chart revealed to me that it was in the last quarter of my life that it was going to come together. Now, because what I'm talking about is numerology working with your birth date and numerology working with your name. But there are a lot of other things that I can reveal in numerology. That's your maturity. There are the outer core numbers. There are the cornerstone numbers. There are the challenge numbers. There are the pinnacles. And those numbers all come into play when I do a reading for someone who has a specific issue and they just can't get past it, like Susan. If Susan said, you know what, there's something going on, it's not working right, I need to find out, I would suggest, due to her age, let's take a look at your challenges and your pinnacles in your life and let's see what they reveal. And then I would get a totally different picture. And then I would be able to share that information. Everything I do when I do a radio show or a quick hit reading is just to give you an idea. And that sometimes is beneficial enough. But when somebody really is having an issue and they can't get past it and they're ready to, then we start looking at the other things that can be done in a numerology reading.
Okay, so then when you say karmic debt, are you saying from past life or?
Yes, we bring with us what we did not accomplish in a prior life. Yes, I am. That is exactly what I'm talking about. I know there's some people that don't believe that, but be as it may, that's fine too, because they're on their own path. But yes. We bring with us, because we are souls, We are only inhabiting a human body. We are souls first, so that soul is eternal. And no matter where we travel and no matter where we go, when we decide that we want a human experience, we come here with a script. And then we get lost in humanity and we forget our script. So if we pass before we end up concluding our script, we're going to go back home and say, you know what? I went there to do this and I didn't do it. Now I got to go back and do it again because I need that experience so I can evolve to the next level in spirituality. Because that's what we are. We're spirits. Just having a human experience.
Yeah.
Some of us pay attention, and some of us do not.
Wow, interesting. And when you talk about the combination of that birth date with a name, is that, you? I think you were saying before, that's with your birth name that you look at?
Your birth name I look at first because that is what you wrote when you came into this life. That was your destiny. Then when you became human and you grew up and you changed your name, you changed the course of your destiny. So you may have always felt that you should have been rich, or you should have been a teacher, or you should have been a lawyer, but now you're an adult. And you're not, but it still kind of gnaws at you. You're working at a job to make money, but you always felt that you should have been a dancer or you should have been a comedian. That's why so many people are so multi-talented. So you need to find out what you came into this lifetime and how changing your name changed your destiny. Sometimes you could have changed your destiny for the better. Because, see, God gives us the opportunity to rewrite our script. But if things aren't going well, the bottom line is we came into this lifetime for joy and for happiness and for fulfillment. When we're not living a life of joy, that's not God's fault. That's because we're not paying attention. This life was not meant to be difficult or hard. This life was supposed to be filled with love and joy. And numerology is a way, one of the ways, of finding out what your joy and what your purpose is. Does that help, Cindy?
Yeah, I think it does. They were having some questions up on the discussion board, so I wanted to make sure to pass those on to that also. Now, you know, I struggle a little bit with this past life thing, but you know what? Putting all that into perspective does, you know, shed some light onto things. It makes me look at it a little differently too, so it's kind of neat to think about that.
No matter where you are in life, that's fine. You're evolving at the pace that you're meant to evolve. The most important thing that I can say and that I can leave you with is that you are connected to God, you are spirit, and nothing is stronger than love. Everything else is just an experience.
Cool. I like that. That works. I can relate to that too.
Yeah.
Okay. So I guess there is one more thing. Changing God's script. Can you talk a little bit more about that, about changing your destiny? I know you said you can change
your
name.
Well, we're not changing God's script. We're not changing God's script. We're changing our own script. Because what happens is, again, we come into this lifetime with a script, and then we get caught up into, like with children, don't touch that, it's hot. Don't cross the street. Don't talk to strangers. You got to go to bed. Turn the TV off. And we need to do this with our children because we love them. children, when they're born, they're not afraid of anything. They just know instinctively you're going to take care of them. They just trust and they love instinctively because they just came from the other side. It's not until they can communicate with us that we start putting the humanity into them and say, no, 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 but we need to do that. And that's how the script gets changed. And that's how we begin to forget. And it's actually a safety mechanism. And that's why I say numerology really comes into play after you live three life cycles and you've had the experience of humanity. That when things aren't going right, if you have the wherewithal to seek out what's going on and you use numerology as one of your tools to find out who you are, where you came from, and what you're supposed to do, then you can help others. You can help humanity. We are supposed to get back to the innocence of a child. We're supposed to love with the innocence of a child unconditionally. We're born like a blank piece of paper, and then we put all this garbage, like children scribbling with crayons. And then we got to figure it out.
Well, okay. Just amazing to me. Excuse me, there goes my voice. It's just amazing to me, I guess, when you look at that, and it's, you know, it's not just a simple birth date or whatever. So
no, it's not. Pythagoras, the Greek mathematician, he was a holy man. He went to Italy because he was not well received by his own people. And that was the same thing with Jesus. When Jesus went around preaching that God was his father, they were like, well, what are you, crazy? Who are you? And they just wouldn't pay attention to him, so he had to leave. And it was the same thing with Pythagoras. He wasn't very well received. So he went to Italy and he started his church. And he said it was through divine intervention that he received his messages to perfect the Pythagorean system. So this isn't just done generically. This was done with a plan.
Okay.
Everything is done in a plan. Nothing is done by mistake. Good and bad, because if it's bad, you need the experience before you can appreciate the good. If everything was always roses and everything was always good, you would not appreciate how good it was. So nothing that happens to us in this lifetime is bad. It's just the experience that eventually is going to bring us home.
And that was the sound of the siren approving what you said.
There you go. There you go. Well,
I like that.
Yeah. One of the things I want to bring back into the show is Jan used to have affirmations for the day. And I think some of what you've said most recently is really apropos. I want to kind of use the one that you said about us being love, but I couldn't remember it long enough. So I think just the simple one of today, I will love with the innocence of a child unconditionally. And thanks to Jan for helping with that. What you think of that? I think we can all live like that.
Yes, I would love that. I actually wake up every morning and I say everything that I do today is going to make me happy. And if it's not going to make me happy, I try not to do it unless I need the experience that will bring me to that happy place.
Okay. Cool. The affirmation again. Today I will love with the innocence of a child unconditionally.
Yes.
Cool. Okay.
We should watch children more often.
Yeah. I know my four-year-old nephew. You know, exactly. He just loves life. He loves people. He is, you know, and And I think of the older ones now that are 18 and 15, and as they talk and they share, and it's like, you know, somewhere along the way they lost that. They just lost it. And, you know.
And I explained to you why.
Right.
I explained to you why. And that's what we have to get back to.
Cool. Yeah, I love that too. You know, I'm one of those that are, you know, constantly learning, so I love it.
We're all constantly learning. And that's the beauty of it. If you're not learning, they should be burying you.
Sounds good. Okay. Well, first of all, is there anything else that you wanted to cover today that we have not yet?
No, what I want to do is thank you very much. I want to thank Jan. I want to wish Jan the best. And I want everyone who's listening to please know I am very attainable. Just reach out and contact me. Get on your track. Get on your path. And know that everything your heart's desire is meant to be yours. And if it's eluding you, aren't you worth finding out why? And I just may be able to help you with that. This is a gift that God has given me. After a lot of trials and tribulations, I paid attention. And I am loving the process. And it has become my passion. Because we're all going to go home someday. And how nice to all go home together and play.
Would you give us your contact information again, too, please?
I'm right on Facebook, Stephanie Campione, Coaching by the Numbers. My website, Coaching by the Numbers. My phone number, 843-427-4227. And my email, Stefanina, Stefanina, the number 10, @gmail.com.
Excellent, excellent. Well, thank you, Stephanie, for all your time and your wisdom on all of this. Thank you, Jan, for all the support moving forward in this show. And I know you're still out there, so.
I'm here, and I wanted to jump in and say thank you to Stephanie for the reading. And
my pleasure. And anytime anyone needs any information, please, that's what I'm here for. Thank you.
Great.
Thank you.
And I also want to
enjoy your day, ladies.
You too. Thanks a lot.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Jen.
I just wanted to remind people to join me in the angel parties on this coming Saturday and Sunday. Go to angelparties.org in the event section and find out which date and which time you want to be part of that party. It's a great show, Cindy.
Thank you. And how else do people get a hold of you now, other than waiting for you to show up in our chat rooms?
They can contact me at jan@angelparties.org and also jan@bodylinguistics.org. So I'll be doing the body linguistics courses as well. And if anybody's interested in finding out more about body linguistics and becoming a certified practitioner or just learning it for your own purposes, they should let me know.
Excellent. Thank you very much for that. Okay. And like I said, hopefully you'll still be around. If today is witness of anything, I need you around for a little longer here because we did lose Skype connections. We lost all kinds of stuff, but it was fun learning and getting back in and being a part of all of this at the same time. So what I'd like to do is wrap this up then, a couple of little things. If you'd like to be a guest on the show or sponsor our show, you can reach me at Cindy@PurposeTalkRadio.com. You can reach me on Facebook. I'm all over the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations page, and we'll be back. We'll be over there adding some other things into it. If you'd like, we can connect that way. Like I said, Cindy Freeman on Facebook. Also, Cindy Freeman True Visions Media, also on Facebook, is my page. We thank True Trinity my co-writers, Jillian Clark and Rachel Martinez, for the use of their song, I Am Who I Am, which will continue to be the Purpose Talk Radio theme song. And like I said, if you'd like to sponsor the show, we do have a sponsor page or make donations to the show as well, so we can keep it on for a longer period of time. Otherwise, we'll probably be dropping down to a half-hour show. Anyone who'd like to be a guest, we are welcome to that. Next week, our guest will be Milana Ashley from Honduras, and she's a medical as well as a holistic doctor. And she'll be talking about her journey from the United States and the way of the Western medicine and wanting to go to Honduras, where there's a much simpler life and for things to look at. So having said all that, I welcome you to come back next week and wish you all soul blessings.
I am me, I am who I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.